Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, kind of a tough day in this grain market.
It really was, Randy. You know, it's the after effects of Friday's USDA report, then favorable weather. We all know that it's 24 trading days to the mid-August report where we get an update on seedings. Until then, if the weather looks good, margin calls are large and people are running to the exit doors. And that was really the trade here today.
Now, we had today first trading day of the new quarter and the new month as well. So any kind of moves there at all or not?
Really not. I mean, it was all risk off in terms of most markets. Of course, the stock market made a new high. Commodities are still not in vogue. And so although we had a short-term story of planting delays in the Midwest, those have now bypassed us, and we're looking upwards to improve weather conditions. And likely everybody's talking about crop condition ratings improving for the next 2 weeks. So that was the theme of the day as we saw the board. And I imagine we'll see some more technical selling, though, that the 420 level is key in December corn.
Yeah, so far, like today, we just held it.
Yep, we just held a little bit above it. We'll see what crop condition ratings are here this afternoon. If they go up 2 or 3%, we'll see some more selling pressure on Tuesday.
All right, livestock side of things, what happened there?
Well, we saw a bounce in the hog market. We saw President Trump talking about increased demand from China following the summit. Although we have not seen any new orders, hog traders are always optimistic, especially with Chinese domestic prices rising. That gave us a bounce in the Chicago market, which was oversold. We'll see if the Chinese step forward or not. At the moment, it's a lot of talk, but the hope is that the Chinese will be larger buyers of U.S. pork sometime as we head into the third and fourth quarter.
Sure. And then the cattle market, that kind of was choppy today.
Well, it was, and we're still looking at abundant supplies. Those cash on the cattle numbers will stay large all the way until October. Thereafter, we'll start to see some decline, but the availability of red meat is not as short in the United States. So the cattle market will struggle, even though it's trading at a discount to cash trade last week.
Anything else we need to be paying attention to?
Really not, Randy. I still think the grains are all about weather, and we'll look at that heading forward and then try to decide where USDA is on acreage. But at the moment, if yield goes up, the acreage numbers become less important, and that seems to be the thesis here in Chicago.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.